This is Mara Sabin, Shabbat Captain of the week, October 9th, 2015. And the exciting part about this week is that we have Apple Challah.
Woohoo! Compliments of Ken and Susie.
Compliments of Ken and Susie.
Thank you very much.
The top of my week was that we had the first grading period end. So I had a lot of tests this week, but I got a lot of them done. I've only got a couple next week, and I'm an eighth of the way into the school year.
Excuse me, I'm chewing. The top of the week was seeing my great-grandkids, because I hadn't seen them for almost a month. What, honey?
A month.
Oh, no, I didn't see them, because Shaney went to Ohio, Cedar Point. He was gone for a while, and then he was at some other place, so I got to see him. I called Linda. I said, I'll see you at the house at 4 o'clock, because she picks him up from, she has the baby all day, and she picks him up from Oak Park Schools. And then they're there at 4 o'clock, and I get to visit. I got to see Mark, too. That was the top of my week, and also being here.
Okay.
Coming up, Uncle Mitchie!
Had a very exciting week. I guess the top of the week was going to a friend's mother's funeral. But we celebrated it because she was 98. And that was pretty awesome. And from there, Marilyn and I went over to see my parents, and we had dinner with them. Placed a few stones, and they enjoyed that. They didn't want to go shopping, though. Anyhow, what else is new? We had our garage doors fixed. They now work. We had all our cars programmed so that all the doors open fine and smooth. And what a week, I'm telling you. That's it.
This is Auntie Marilyn. The top of my week is that supposedly Comcast is coming out tomorrow between 8:30 and 10:30. So that my phones will work again.
How long have they been out?
This is the second day.
Good thing you use your cell phone.
Yeah.
It's Susie Weiner. I think I'm the only Susie. It's my first podcast recording situation. The top of my week is, I'm hoping, going to be tomorrow when Michigan beats Northwestern. Sorry, Ken! Followed shortly, but it might be topped by the dinner with a couple of the kids and cousins, and then some live awesome music at the Power Center.
This is Lori Brown Sabin. And I'd say one of the tops of my week was I went to Leo Sabin's band festival where they his whole band performed. It was like the culmination of the whole season, and they got perfect scores, and they did a great job, and it was really a great night.
Top of my week would be championship week on cross country. Mara ran 8.5 miles.
I did not run 8.5.
8. 7.5 miles.
Did you bury some?
Oh, yeah, and Barry ran a good race, too.
It's Joey, and my top of the week.
Last name, please.
Kat. And my top of the week is, I want to say the top, my bottom of the week is that next week will be a full week of school. So.
Did you go to any funerals or anything?
Oh, I went a couple of funerals.
This is your first full week of school of the year. Isn't that crazy?
Starting a week early in August. Right?
This is Barry Sabin. My first top of the week is, well, I did decent in my cross country meet today.
You did so well. More than decent.
Michigan is ranked.
Oh, I see that too.
I got braces.
Yay!
Yay!
Let's see.
Are you in pain?
That's
nice.
No, enough pain.
This is Lori Sabin Katz. Top of my week is Grandpa Nissi getting his cataract done so he can see without glasses, and spending Tuesday with Joey while he was still on all kinds of vacation.
Minnie and Sarah.
Simchas Torah.
All right, it's Ken Chodok. I guess just the fact that Northwestern is ranked higher than Michigan, even if it's briefly, even if it's just for 1 week.
Oh, so you're acknowledging.
Acknowledging what? That we're ranked higher? It's even if it happens, just that we're ranked higher is enough that it made my week. That's all I need. That's all I need. I'm a simple man. That's all I need.
This is Uncle Greg, and the tap of my week is Messiah came today. Well, Messiah.
Messiah.
Well, we've had this like family of squirrels living in our attic, and we've been trying to get rid of it, and nobody can get rid of it. So we hired this guy whose name is Messiah, and he came today, and he found where they're coming in, and he's going to fix it for us. Yeah, for 2 years, people couldn't find the opening in the roof.
Really? Anyone? Lori, did you hear anybody scratch?
You already went, did you?
I went. Oh, okay, listen.
Over here, scratching all the time.
Well, I started off my week on Sunday. I went to Meyer Arbit's funeral, and then I went to...
You're the king.
We went to Cheder together. Then I went to Ted Talon's funeral. That's Bob Michael's father-in-law. He was 98. On Wednesday, David came over, and he planted our blue spruce, a brand-new tree we got. And then we buried all of the old B'nai David sitters. Whoever digs up our lawn, archaeological dig 100 years from now, is going to be very surprised. And the top part of my week was Gregory did my left cataract yesterday.
Yay!
And my big problem now is, are people going to know who I am? Because I've worn glasses since I was 10 years old, I think.
Girls wanted to wear
a dollar store. They have every color you want.
I don't know what to do with old glasses. Anybody wants old glasses, let me know.
Old glasses will be good for nobody.
Just seen. This is Mara again, but David's top of the week this week was going on the canoe trip with Ricky.
Oh.
Top of my week was Nissen and Greg doing such a good job on the cataract. This morning, Nissen took this shirt out of the closet, and he said, "Oh, this is a really nice blue shirt, isn't it?" I said, "Yeah, yeah." And he said, "But I always thought it was gray." Today was the first day he saw it in blue. That was wonderful. Just wonderful. And Dad was very kind to say that David planted the tree. He dug the hole.
Wow.
David finished it up, and our neighbors even came by and was like, painting the fence with Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. Everybody was working on the
home. Actually, Chuck Bierman and the two Caicos boys came.
Yes.
In.
Did you call Miss Dink before you?
No, but they come by and they say, "I think you need a heart attack. What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm just digging." They said, "Well, would you mind if we helped?" I said, "Go right ahead."
Anyway, the tree's beautiful. Everybody, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Do they know how to call in? Did I miss this whole thing on the street?
Well, I've got David and Eva called in. I'm waiting on the others.